The Thieves in the Cupboard by Thomas Hardy. Many years ago, there was a farmer's son called Hubert. He lived with his family in a small village in Wessex, England. Hubert was a good, honest boy, and he was very intelligent. One cold Christmas Eve, Hubert's father sent his son to buy equipment for the farm. The boy rode his horse to a small town far from home. Hubert bought the equipment and then he started to return home. He travelled along quiet roads and through lonely forests. At about 7 o'clock in the evening, Hubert saw a figure behind the trees. "Perhaps it's a thief," thought Hubert. "Many travellers are stopped by thieves in these forests." But Hubert wasn't worried. "My horse is fast, and no thief can catch it," he said aloud.
"Ha ha, you're mistaken," said a voice. "We can catch your horse."
A man jumped from the trees on Hubert's right. Another man jumped out on Hubert's left. And a third man appeared a few meters in front of him. The three men pulled Hubert from his horse. He fought and kicked, but the men tied his hands and legs and threw him onto the ground. Then they took his horse and left him. Hubert kicked hard, and finally he freed his legs from the rope. But his hands were still tied behind his back. He stood up and tried to walk. "It's impossible to walk home like this," thought Hubert. "But it's too cold to stay in the forest." So he continued walking, but he couldn't find the way and was soon lost in the dark forest. After a few hours, Hubert saw a light in the distance. He walked in that direction and soon he came to a big house. He couldn't knock on the door because his hands were tied, so he kicked at the door, but nobody answered. Hubert went inside to the dining room. There was a delicious Christmas dinner on the table, but nobody was in the room. Hubert was very hungry, but he couldn't eat the food with his hands behind his back. Suddenly, he heard voices.
"Be quick. The owners of the house will return in a minute," a deep voice said.
Hubert knew that voice. It was one of the thieves from the forest. Hubert quickly hid under the table.
"It was a good idea to get them out of the house," said another thief. "They all ran outside when they heard your cry for help." "Quickly, let's hide," said the thief with the deep voice. "Come this way."
The thieves went into the hall and climbed into a cupboard. Hubert came out from under the table and listened outside the cupboard door. The men were talking quietly about their plans. Later that night, when everybody in the house was asleep, they planned to steal all the jewels and silver. Then Hubert heard people approaching the house. "The owners of the house are returning," he thought. "They mustn't see me. They'll think I'm a thief too." He quickly went out of the back door and hid in the garden. He could see into the house through a window. A moment later, the house was full of people. There was an old couple, some young men and women, and three servants.
"Well, that was strange," said the old man. "We all heard a cry for help, but we didn't find anyone outside."
"It was very disappointing," said a young woman. "We never have any adventures in this quiet place."
"Wait," thought Hubert.
You'll have your adventure soon. There are thieves in the hall cupboard, but you don't know it. The family and their guests sat down at the dinner table to continue their meal. Hubert decided to ask for help, so he kicked on the door with his foot. A servant opened the door and looked at Hubert's dirty clothes and tied hands.
"What are you doing here?" the servant asked suspiciously.
He pushed Hubert into the dining room. "I found this strange boy outside, Sir Simon," the servant said to the old man. Everybody turned to look at Hubert.
"Look, his hands are tied," said a guest.
"Poor boy," said another.
"What were you doing outside, boy?" Sir Simon asked.
Hubert began to tell everybody about the thieves in the forest and his stolen horse.
"I don't believe him," said Sir Simon's wife.
"Maybe he's a thief himself," said the young woman.
"Why should we believe you?" asked Sir Simon.
Hubert's face became red with anger. He didn't continue his story, and he didn't tell them about the thieves hiding in the hall.
"I won't help these horrible people," he thought. "They could discover the danger tonight."
Sir Simon turned to one of the servants.
"Take the ropes from the boy's hands," he said. "It's Christmas Eve, so we must be good to him. Here, my boy, sit down and eat some food. Finish your meal and then we'll listen to the end of your story."
Hubert ate the delicious food and drank some of the wine. The women laughed at the men's stories, and Hubert started to feel happy. Soon, he was laughing at the stories too. When the meal was finished, Sir Simon said to Hubert,
"Now, tell us about yourself, boy."
"My life is boring," thought Hubert. "These people don't want to hear about a farmer's son." Then he thought of a clever way to entertain them.
"I'm a travelling magician," he said.
"Ha ha ha! That's a bigger lie than the story about the thieves," said Sir Simon's wife, Lady Charlotte. "Can you make people disappear?" asked Sir Simon.
"I can make people appear," Hubert answered. "I'll make people appear in your cupboard if you like."
"Oh, yes," said Sir Simon. "We must see this magic show."
"I hope it isn't dangerous," said Lady Charlotte.
Hubert stood up.
"Can I have the pepper, please?" he asked.
Sir Simon took the pepper pot from the table and gave it to him.
"And now," Hubert continued, "follow me. But you must be very quiet. If someone speaks, it will break the magic spell."
Quietly, everybody followed Hubert into the hall. Very quietly, he locked the cupboard door with the key. Hubert took off his shoes, put a chair next to the cupboard door, and stood on it. He poured all the pepper onto the top of the door. Then he blew the pepper into the cupboard. Next, he took the key from the keyhole and blew pepper into the hole. A minute later, there was a quiet sneeze from inside the cupboard.
"What was that?" asked one of the women.
Hubert put his finger to his mouth.
"Shh! Don't talk," he said quietly. "I need more pepper."
A man brought a box of pepper from the kitchen, and Hubert blew half of it into the cupboard. A louder sneeze was heard, then another.
"That's an excellent trick," said Sir Simon. "How did you do it?"
"He's a ventriloquist," said a guest. "He's sneezing."
Hubert took the last of the pepper and blew it into the cupboard. Soon there was a storm of sneezes from inside.
It's not a trick,
said Sir Simon.
There are people inside.
You're right, said Hubert. There are men in this cupboard, and they've come to steal valuable things from your house. They're the thieves from the forest. They stole my horse. The sneezes stopped.
Open the door! Let us out of here!
One of the thieves shouted.
We can't breathe!
No. First, tell me the truth, Hubert answered him. Where's my horse?
It's tied to a tree behind Greenwood Church, said the thief.
Now, please, let us out of here.
Now everybody understood. This wasn't a magic trick. The guests brought pistols and pointed them at the cupboard. Then Hubert opened the cupboard door and the three thieves came out. The servants took them immediately to a shed in the garden and locked them inside until morning. Now Hubert told everyone his story, and they thanked him for protecting them from the thieves.
It's late and you're far from home, said Sir Simon. Stay here tonight, Hubert. You can have the best room in the house.
No, thank you, said Hubert. I must leave immediately to find my horse. It's Christmas Eve and I want to go home. Some of the guests accompanied Hubert to Greenwood Church, and they found the horse tied to a tree. Hubert was very happy to see his horse. He climbed onto its back, and the guests helped him to find the road home. Good night, Hubert said to his new friends, and Merry Christmas. And he rode away into the forest.